Let's talk about you and the arts. Arts in our public schools. How did that come about in your life?
I was asked to chair a national conference on aesthetics by the Arts and Humanities Council here, but it was a national council. We had a big meeting, big attendance, and people from the Kennedy Center and very good speakers. I sat there and I thought, we don't have this in our public schools. Our son John is not getting anything to do with the arts. He gets it at home, but most children aren't getting anything. So I drove home and called the superintendent of schools, who was a black man at that time, John Thompson. We had met him at a couple of parties, and he was a very nice, likable man. I called for an appointment, and his secretary said I could have 15 minutes at such and such a time of day and be on time. I prepared a really tight presentation on how the arts helped low-income children who did not feel they had any talents at all, and how it opened up schools for them so that they could function better in every area of school. I started on my little speech, and John Thompson said, I know all that, Nancy. Now, what are we going to do about it? I was not prepared for that. And he said, if I form an honorary arts commission, will you chair it? And I said, yes, I will chair it if your office will do the typing. In those days, there were no computers, and I don't have a secretary. He said, I'll do that. So we made our agreement, and we spent 2 hours that afternoon of my 15 minutes making a list of people. We wrote the letter appointing them to the committee. And the committee began to become really powerful. We had people from professionally in the arts, but people like Linda Frazier and Joan C. and a really wide variety. The only one that he really wanted me to have was Mrs. Bartman, because Bill Bartman at that time was very prominent and she was interested in the school. She never came. But we got a real turnout from teachers, from some administrators. A lot of administrators did not like it at all. They did not see any value in the arts. And yet, it was at the time when it wasn't very scientific, and they were talking about the Mozart effect. If you play Mozart to your baby, well. But as we went on, it became more and more precise. And Carol Crawford was very interested in it. She was head of the opera. She said, whenever I want to get a musician a job, I know I can get him a job in computing or something like that, because music is such good preparation for this. So people began speaking out, and we had a little executive committee. We met every Monday. I worked like 45 hours a week on it. I went to see every member of the school board. And all of them were interested, some not interested enough to take an active part in it, but not willing to oppose it. I went to the Tribune and the World, and they signed Ginny Graham to cover it. There were editorials about it. They were very, very helpful. And I heard all about who played what in the Sand Springs Band from their editorial staff. And most of them had some music or art experience.
That was the beginning of it. Today in Tulsa Public Schools, what do we have?
Well, we had a rapidly changing series of
superintendents.
None of them reacted badly. Sawyer was especially good.
David Sawyer.
He really pushed it and got it going and was willing to do it. There was money available. And he figured out ways, and I worked with the man who got grants at that time, and we figured out some grants we could get on musical instruments. We had a musical instrument drive, a citywide drive. And Sawyer was very good. Then we got
Zirinsky. Superintendent
Zirinsky. The ego crazy guy. I took Ken Busby with me to go meet him the first time. He talked about himself the whole time. The first thing I did after this happened, I went to Wendy Thomas, who was head of the Arts and Humanities Council, and I said, will you work with me on this? She said, well, of course. At one point, she wasn't working very hard. I said, Wendy, I need more strength here. We really need to have the push. I worked enough on the Arts and Humanities Council, and Raymond was one of the founders. I didn't hesitate, and she said, yes, you do. And she was very, very, very cooperative. And then came Ken, and of course, he was wonderful, as he always is. And it got a really good push. But Anders Zyskowski, or whatever his name was, he was very smart. He did not overestimate his smartness, but he said, I can't do anything unless I get a supervisor. I said, I will get you a supervisor. Ann Tomlins was interested, and she had everything. She'd been a Fulbright scholar, but she called me up and she says, he's turning me down because I don't have enough experience with music. So I went rushing over there and said, you don't want someone with music experience, although Ann does have it. But you are an administrator. You're right. And he hired Ann, and she has been incredibly good.
To a large measure than what you started, we do have the arts.
Yes, but now with the state holding back on money, and I'm absolutely convinced that at this point, Mary Fallon and Janet Parisi do not want the public schools to succeed.